Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
You know, sometimes we can doubt that we can go through things. And if we can come through. But you know, he's here, he's with us. And he promised. He'll take us through. So there's nothing to fear. We can be in peace. Just rest in him. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. I don't know what you are standing in. But you know, we all have challenges. And you know, there are challenges in the kingdom of God. Because there is the kingdom of God is light. And there is a kingdom of darkness. And therefore there will always be challenges. Yeah, you can sit down. But the light is stronger than the darkness. And God, he is powerful to bring everything through what he has in mind. And his kingdom will prevail. And the ministry of Jesus will break through. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see you here today. And welcome to all of you who has come. You have a great faith to come through the snow. But I'm also aware that many are sitting at home, maybe watching now. Because it was a little risky to be on the road this morning. Especially if we change the tires. So welcome to you also at home. And I believe that God, he hang for us today. And I'm going to share the word here today. And the word of God is powerful. Also here today. It is the same in all eternity. And you know, this book is a powerful book because it is the word of God, and it is breathed in of his spirit. And every day when we read that word, this book and this word can breathe on us, and we need that breathe from the spirit of God, from the word of God. That brings life to us. And that is what we are living of. Because man is not living of bread alone, but of every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Amen. So a word can come out of this book, straight from the mouth of God, breathed into our hearts, here today, and it will strengthen us. It will give peace. It will give direction. It will give light. It will give freedom. It will give healing. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to read from Colossians and from chapter 1 in the Danish. And we read until verse 12. You can read till, yeah. So Lord, we thank you for this, for your word here today. Let it bring revelation into our lives and speak into our situations. So we thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So Paul, he is writing here to the Colossians. And as he is writing, he has never been and seen the church, been there. But when he starts to write, he is speaking about, he's praying for them and giving thanks for them. Because he hear of their faith. So he's speaking a lot of our prayers. Prayers, yeah, and praying for them. And that is very important. And he's praying for the churches. And I think, I know that prayer is very important. That we also pray for the church. And when we pray for the church, knowing that we pray for one another, because we are the church. So Paul, he's praying. And here today we are just gonna read the see look at the prayer he's praying in verse 9. And this is one of Paul's apostolic prayers for the churches. And there are several in the Bibles. This is an apostolic prayer for the church in Colossae. But I believe it's we can use it here today. Very important that we pray that for one another. And pray that prayer for one another. And we also pray over our lives. Amen. So he says here, for this reason, we also, since the day we have heard it, do not cease to pray for you. So he never ceased to pray. We never cease to pray. Something wants us to cease to pray. But we never cease to pray. Because we know that prayer is powerful. And that prayer gives result. That when we pray, some things start to move. Maybe not, we don't see it in the physical immediately. But you know, prayer is first of all spiritual. You cannot see prayers. Of course, you can hear prayers. And many times we don't understand what prayer is doing in the spiritual. But we just believe that our prayers are powerful because the Bible says so and Jesus says so. Ask and it shall be given. Amen. So when we pray according to the will of God, we can see in the Bible that it is powerful, that the Spirit takes our prayer. And then things start to move in our life and around our life. Amen? So we never cease to pray. And we pray for one another. We bless one another. As Paul, he does here. And so we never cease to pray and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So he's praying that they will be filled with all insight and in the will of God. And you know, we need to know the will of God. How can we know the will of God? Where is the will of God? You know, the will of God in general is here. In this book. So when we have that, read that book, have that book inside of us, we will know the will of God as it is revealed of the Spirit. And Magna was told here this morning at 5:00, many times he has a conversation. He wake up and you know the Holy Spirit is there. And he said that, and he's reminding me of something. And that is the truth, that the Holy Spirit will remind us what we already know. But maybe we have forgotten it. Because, you know, our memory is not 100%. But in our subconscious mind, everything is there. And the Holy Spirit in us will bring it into remembrance when we need it. So that's why we can know the will of God, how he is through this book. And also we can know the will of God for our lives as we are being filled with the knowledge of his will. Amen. And you know, Paul, he says in Romans 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by a renewing of your mind. Amen? And that is through the Word of God and the Spirit of God that our mind will be renewed. That means new thoughts are coming. Old thoughts are moving out. Amen. And what is these new thoughts? They are from God. They are from the Bible. The Word of God and the thoughts of God, they are the same. God, he says, I know the thoughts I have think towards you. Amen. His word to you and I, they are good. They will give us life and peace, not harm us, but it will do good things to us. So and when we are being renewed in our mind, that will bring transformation. And then he continued to say, so that we will know the will of God, his good and acceptable and perfect will. Amen. And we want the perfect will of God in our lives. So we do that when we get filled with the knowledge of his will and being renewed in our mind. And in that process, things in our lives or our lives will be transformed. Amen. And do you want to be transformed? I think we all want to be transformed, because we sometimes we are trying to change ourselves. But I found out that it's very difficult to change myself. But you know, God, he can help us, and his word can change us when we put his word into our mind and start to think like him. And then we'll understand, have knowledge about his will, what he wants, even what he wants to do in my life. Amen. And being filled with wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. It's so important. James, he says, if anyone lack wisdom, he shall ask and pray, and it shall be given from God. But he shall pray in faith, and it will be given. So if you lack wisdom, if you don't have wisdom, then you shall ask and pray, and it shall be given. And many times we lack wisdom, again and again. And then that we need to pray. God, give me wisdom in this situation. And God will give wisdom and understanding. And that is also what Paul is praying in Ephesians chapter 1. This is also an apostolic church in Ephesus, where he says, chapter 1 and verse 15, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love of all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention to you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So we need spirit of wisdom and understanding and revelation. And God will reveal himself through the Bible. So he's praying here that we be filled with wisdom and spiritual understanding. As his children, we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual men and women. And we shall have wisdom and spiritual understanding. That means to understand the spiritual things. Very important that we not only have knowledge from this world, but it's very good, but there is a higher understanding, a knowledge, and that is spiritual knowledge. And to have spiritual understanding. You know things that other don't know. Those who don't have the Spirit of God. Because you can understand things. And when you are a spiritual man and woman and have spiritual understanding, often you don't think of that you know things that other doesn't know. Because it's natural for you. Because it is spiritual understanding. And you know that gives us wisdom. That gives us power to live in this world and to be an overcomer. Amen. How do we become a spiritual man? And how do we get a spiritual understanding? We do it through the Word of God and through the Spirit of God. That the more we fill in the Word of God and we get transformed and renewed in our mind, then God's Word will start to run in our mind instead of all other thoughts. You know, I can say for myself, and I know many of you also, that we used to worry a lot. But by over the years, as walking with God, we find out that worry has left us. I mean, not left us totally, but it has been less and less. Why? Because our mind is busy with other things. And our minds want to be busy with things. And we are created like this. And you know, when our mind is busy about nothing and about the wrong things, that brings bad things into our lives. But when we start to meditate and think, and these words and spiritual things are running in our mind, it will bring another dimension into our lives. Amen? You know, the Bible, the Danish Bible says, have him in your thoughts and mind on all your ways, in Proverbs. And then your path shall be made smooth. And that's true. Amen? And you know, when we are spiritual, when we have spiritual understanding, it also means that we are spiritual minded. And Paul, he says in Romans, that a spiritual minded is life and peace, where the carnal mind is dead. But the spiritual minded is life and peace. And that is better than death. Amen? So how to increase peace in our lives? Good question. How? Have more of the Word of God running in our mind and in our heart. Then we are spiritual minded. And that is life and peace. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. So we continue to read. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So when we are filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, then it's easier to walk worthy of Him. And that is what we shall walk worthy. We have a responsibility because we are followers of Christ and we are His ambassador. The ambassador is one who is sent. We are sent of Him. We are. It's also one who represents another nation or another person. So we represent Jesus. How do we represent Jesus? It's very important that we represent Him right and in a good way. Amen? Paul, he says, also to work worthy of the call. And verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So he says, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. And you know, we are all called. We all have a purpose and a call in life. And we have to walk worthy of the call. And the Bible says it is a great call. It is a holy call. Amen. And we are representing Him. And fully pleasing Him. How can we please Him? When we follow Him. We follow Him by faith. Amen. And when we do that, the Bible says that we please Him. Sometimes we can wonder, do I please God? Yes, when we are in faith, we please God. But if we are out of faith, we cannot please God. But we know we believe in Him. Amen. And our faith is constantly attuned and renewed and strengthened. Amen. That keeps our faith up so we can continue to follow after Him and continue to please Him. Amen. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. We are called to carry fruit. Jesus, He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit. And that is fruit that will remain. Amen. So you are carrying fruit, and they are remaining. That is very important. You know, that we understand that. And because that is the work of God in us. But I know that many times, many of us, we say, but do I really carry fruit? And we even say, is God really with me? I want to say here today, God is with you. If you are with God, God is with you. Amen. You know, we can step away from God, but we don't step away from God. And as long as we don't step away from God, God, He is with us. But maybe you say, but if God is with me, why is this happening to me? Why is this situation? That's many has this question. But you know, when God is with you and I, it doesn't mean that the road is always easy to walk. There will be challenges. And there is a great example in the Bible. Let's go to Judges and chapter 6. And just read about Gideon. Do you know Gideon? He was a mighty man of God. But he didn't think he was. Let's read from chapter 6 and verse 12. So here we have a situation where Israel is in bondage and under attack. And then they were crying out to God because they were oppressed. Have you sometimes been in such situation where you feel oppressed? We are in such situations, coming sometimes, you know, where we feel oppression. But we are not oppressed, but we feel oppressed. And we feel like, where is God? And so they were crying out to God. And God sent a prophet. And he said different things. And then he said, fear not, I'm with you. And God often say that into our situation. Do not fear. I'm with you. I know the circumstances. But I'm the one who can bring you out of the circumstances. Amen. And then an angel appeared to Gideon. And he was sitting fearfully under the, was it an oak tree? And the angel said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And so that was a great message. But he had a difficult to receive it. And what he said was, oh Lord, if you are with us, why is the situation like this? Why has all this happened to us? Sometimes things happen, bad things. But God is coming in the midst of everything. And Gideon, he didn't believe much in himself. But he started to believe more and more. Because the angel started to continue to speak with him and gave him some signs and some words. And that encouraged him. And you know, if we continue to read, we prepared a meal for him, for the angel. Gideon prepared, and he put it on the rock, the animals, and then the angel put out his stick, and when he put out his stick, fire came out of the rock and went up to heaven, and then the angel was gone. And then Gideon understood that it was the angel of the Lord. And then there appeared more signs, and God continued to speak to him, encouraged him, and he started to believe that maybe he was a mighty warrior. And you know, it's the same with you and I. When God, many times when he says, I'm with you. You are strong. You can do it. You say, no, I'm not strong. I feel weak. I cannot do it. But God, he continued to encourage. He continued to speak. He gives you small signs and small words. And then we picked it up. We pick it up and say, oh, yeah. And he does something on the inside. And we start to believe in what God is telling us. Amen? That I'm strong. That I'm able. That I can do everything what he called me to do. Amen. Even if the circumstances look very bad and very challenging, I'm well able. Because God is with me. Amen. Fear not. Amen. And that is what God is saying to all of us here today. Fear not, I am with you. Fear not for the time you are in. Because God is in your time and your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. So many times, you know, things are not like we would like it to be. And Jesus, he said, in this world, you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome this world. Amen? So that's our hope. That Jesus, he has already overcome all what we will face in life. Amen? The scripture in John. Amen. So, why shall we have persecution here? Why shall we have problems here? You'll grow. Sometimes we forget about it. No, if that's the reason. No, I think troubles are coming just. But we use the problems, or God uses the problem in our lives, that we might grow. Grow in Him. Grow in faith. Grow in patience. Grow in all the fruit of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And that is the will of God and the purpose of God, that we grow. And that is also what Paul he prays here, that we carry fruit and growing in all good work, and in the same time increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. So we increase and grow in the knowledge of God. So James, he says in the first chapter and verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So remember, next time when problems or trials come in your way, then we just rejoice. Yes. Praise God. A new opportunity to grow in faith, to grow in all spiritual fruits. Amen. Patient and everything. And being perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Amen. That's a great promise. And then let's see in verse 12. Then he says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amen. So you are blessed when you are going through circumstances, difficulties, and when you endure in it. And you know, we need to endure and come on the other side, because then there is a crown. What does crown mean? It is a victory. Amen. Coming into another dimension and level. But he says, blessed is the man who endures. So not everyone endures. But we need to be encouraged in the middle of our circumstances and trials. And the word of God helps us. And the prayer for one another. Like Paul, he's praying for the Colossians here. Amen. Strengthened with all might according to the glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. 11. According to his glorious power. So we can be strengthened with all might from the power of God and from the grace of God according to his mighty glory. Amen. And you know, Paul says in Ephesians 3 that for this case we bow our knees for the Father. Yes. And then he prays that strengthened with all might in our inner man through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he will strengthen us again and again with all might. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in the light. Hallelujah. He has qualified. He has made us able to be partakers in the inheritance among the saints. Amen. In the light. Not in darkness. But in his light. It is God who has qualified us, not ourselves. We are his workmanship. He is working on us, that his will may be done in our lives, that our lives will be more effective and more Christ-like. That is the whole purpose of our lives, that we become like Christ, that we grow up to him, who is the head of the church. Amen. So that we can represent him. He has delivered us from the, verse 13, from the power of darkness and convoyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. Thank God that he delivered us out of the powers of darkness. And did you notice that we read, he has delivered. Amen. So the powers of darkness has no power over you and I. Because we are the children of light. And the blood of Jesus has been sprinkled on over our lives. And all the powers of darkness has broken over our lives. Amen. Sometimes we feel that the darkness has power over us. But it's not true. We are walking with God by faith and knowing that we are in His kingdom and the kingdom of light, and the darkness has no power over us at all. And sin has been broken. Amen. It has no power over us anymore, because we give us to Him and we give us to His word. And we are spiritual men and women. And we have spiritual understanding. Can you say amen? Amen. In whom we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray. So Lord, we thank You for Your word here today. We thank You, Lord, that by Your word, we can be strengthened in our inner man. And we need that strengthening. We thank You, Lord, that You give us a spirit of revelation, that we might understand the spiritual truth and depth in Your word. And that Your word will settle down in our hearts, and that we'll be rooted and grounded in Christ, so that when a storm comes, we will not be moved, but we will stand and stand. After the storm, we will stand victorious. And Lord, we believe that You are with us. And you are working in our circumstances as we give ourselves to You, and we walk with You and keep on holding on to You and to Your word, and we will see mighty victory, and we will see mighty fruit in our lives, and we'll see that Your will be done through our lives, that all what You have called us to do, we will do, we will accomplish in Jesus' name. And we don't look at the circumstances today, because we know, Lord, that You will lift us above all these circumstances we are facing today, and You'll help us killing the Goliaths. We thank You, Lord, that You are our source, and you will always be our resource. And we thank You, Lord, and we give You praise, honor and glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.